USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves forward next week with its first public hearings.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says three key witnesses will take part.
Beginning with the testimony of Ambassador Taylor and Ambassador Kent on Wednesday, and we will have Ambassador Yovanovitch testify on Friday.
President Trump held a rally in Louisiana, and he once again spoke of the upcoming 2020 presidential campaign, this time targeting Senator Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry.
Pocahontas is starting to emerge from the ashes. I thought she was gone. We hit her very hard 6 months ago. I give her credit. She's emerging from the ashes. Not a nice person. 1,024th Indian blood. I have more than she does, and I have none.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
An official request has been made by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin's campaign for the Commonwealth to re-canvass votes from Tuesday's elections. Bevin shared his reasoning.
What we know is that there really are a number of significant irregularities, the specifics of which we're in the process of getting affidavits and other information that will help us to get a better understanding of what did or did not happen.
Democrat Andy Beshear claimed victory as Bevin refused to concede defeat. A 61-year-old white Milwaukee man, Clifton Blackwell, will be charged with a hate crime as he's been accused of throwing acid on a Hispanic man's face. The victim's attorney, Craig Mastantuono, says his client was confronted outside of a restaurant.
That charge accuses Mr. Blackwell, who I should note is entitled to a presumption of innocence, but accuses Mr. Blackwell of recklessly causing great bodily harm to Mr. Vieves as a result of the actions that he is accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump will be in New York City on Monday for the celebration of Veterans Day. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be there to kick off the city's 100th annual Veterans Day parade. Speaking at the parade's opening ceremony, which the White House says will be a first for a president, the United War Veterans Council, which organizes the event, says Trump will then lay a wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial in Madison Square Park, followed by taps, a 21-gun salute, and then the parade, which will step off at noon.
With Veterans Day coming up on Monday, more people are trying to help veterans. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
The Senate Aging Committee is looking into scams targeting veterans and how the VA may be able to protect them. Speaking at the Capitol, Democrat Bob Casey of Pennsylvania says he wants to see more effort from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Now, if the VA comes back to us and says, you, the Congress, need to give us more authority, then we should work on that. They say, you, the Congress, needs to give us more appropriations. We'll work on that.
A massive chicken recall involves more than 2 million pounds because the poultry may be contaminated with pieces of metal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that Simmons Prepared Foods is recalling several of its ready-to-cook chicken products in several states that were sent to restaurants, schools, hospitals, and distributors, but not to any stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.